We're going to think this morning about Jesus welcoming children. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 13 through to 16. It's in your Bibles. It's also in the service sheet for us to read. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. I want us to think for a minute about people, or particularly places, that are for adults, for grown-ups, or for children. Where's all my pictures gone? Oh, there they are. Right. Well, some places for adults or children. So particularly children, if you can give me some answers. Where do you think this is for? Do you think it's a place for grown-ups, or do you think it's a place for children? So we're going to start with a really easy one. Mayflower Playgroup, a few years ago in the old building. For adults or for children? I think it's for children, for quite small children. The adults have lots of fun there. They like playing with some of the things. But it's particularly for children, isn't it? Okay, anyone know where that is? Yes? Where? Well, do you know what? If you look really closely, it's not quite London. I'll give you another clue. Yes? Emily? It is Legoland. Well done. It's a little... Yeah. And that's the Duplo thingy. Anyone been on that? Is it fun? I bet it's not much fun on a cold day, is it? Gets a bit wet. But that's for adults or for children, Legoland? For adults. I have my son-in-law's brother who's... That's right, isn't it? Son-in-law's brother who's mad about Lego, isn't he? Wherever Nathan is. So it's kind of for adults. But I think Legoland is really for children. It is for children, isn't it? Really. For little children. Bowls. Any of your children play bowls? No. I think bowls is for adults. And just in case you thought that I thought it was for old adults, I tried to find a picture of some younger people who were playing bowls. So there they are. It's for grown-ups, really, bowls. Big, dangerous balls that you can drop on your foot. And a fairly pedestrian... style to it, which means it's for grown-ups. Anyone know where that is? Someone else? Yes? Joel?
The park.
It's the park? Which one?
Victoria.
Victoria Park, yeah. And it's the... What do they call that thing? Splashy, watery thing, yeah? The splash park, yeah. At Victoria Park. Is that for adults or for children? I think it's for children. Probably you get told off if you're an adult when you go in there. Watching the news. Is that for adults or for children?
For adults.
For adults. You're not educating them well, parents? I thought the lady there looked particularly bored as she was either reading her email or something or looking at pictures of her children on Facebook. I don't know. But I suppose watching the news, especially that kind of news, is for adults. It's kind of an entertainment these days, watching the news, unfortunately. CBeebies.
Babies.
It's for babies. What age? I don't know. What age do you stop being a CBeebies person and start being a CBBC person?
Six.
Six? Oh. Okay. Good. Yes? Four. Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. But anyway... CBeebies is definitely for children, isn't it?
No.
Going to garden centres. What's that for? Would you say it's for adults? Yeah, I think it's mostly for adults. There may be some really fun garden centres, but I haven't found any. So that's kind of an adult thing. I can't remember whether I've got any more. Oh, yeah. Who are those guys? Now, this is a very particular question. You might not be able to answer this. What is that a picture of? Yes?
One Direction.
Sort of, but that's not quite the right answer. Anybody know what that's actually a picture of? Yes, Joel. It's a picture of a boy band. If you looked really closely, and you probably couldn't tell from this. Yes, it's Madame Tussauds. It's actually a picture of a waxworks of One Direction, which doesn't look any different to the real thing, because they're made of wax. One Direction, anyway, is kind of for kids, isn't it? Do any adults like One Direction?
I like it.
Just in case you didn't see, Roz put her hand up. She was the one. And then I tried to think of somebody, you know, there was the Bob Dylans and all those people, but I thought of someone else for adults. I said, I'm not supposed to make family illustrations, but it just amused me too much. Charlie yesterday, I said to Charlie, we've got a picture of Cliff Richard in tomorrow's service. And she said, so did Cliff Richard go to playgroup? which was funny. And I'm sorry, Charlie, I know she's out in playgroup, but it was too funny not to say. Some of you like Cliff Richard. Children, have you even heard of Cliff Richard? No. I think Cliff Richard's for adults. He's an adult. How old is he? Anyone know? 76. Yeah, I found a picture where he looked older than me, which is difficult to find, but I think in this one he definitely looks older than me. So he's for adults. Well, interestingly, in 1973, he had a rubbish set of records out. It was like a poor year, like many were for him. But other years were much better. I loved Move It, 1962, three time. I was just about born then. Other times. But yeah, anyone want to say other bands that were in the kind of top 10 songs for the whole of 1973? Anyone want to guess a band? Led Zeppelin were not, no. T-Rex, I think, were. Slade were. Their Christmas was, number one was in 1973, you know, Happy Christmas, whatever. There was a band that sounds like Sugar. The Sweet, yeah. They were in I don't know, Revolution, Rock This Place, something like that. And for the ladies, Donny Osmond was in the charts in 1973. David Cassidy was in the charts in 1973 when Playgroup was starting. Now, those people are definitely adults, and I suppose they're definitely for adults if they're still crooning away into their 70s and 80s. What about the church, then? Is the church for children or adults? And we're going to think about that just for a few moments. What I want to say to you this morning is really summarized by this. The church is for people of all ages because Jesus welcomes people of all ages, very old people, very young people, and all in between. Jesus is for all of us. And you know what? The disciples didn't really get it. And maybe we don't always quite get it. That Jesus is for everyone, including children, and that Jesus is for us. We're not to exclude anyone, and we're not excluded. Let's think about the story that we read for a minute. What does that sign mean, one of the children?
Stop.
It means stop, yeah. Or another way of putting it might be, yes? You can't come in, no entry. That's a no entry sign. Or this one might mean, anyone know what that might mean? Yes? Don't go 18 speed. It might mean that, but it doesn't. It really means if you're a grown-up. Sorry. I don't know what that one means. When I put it on there, I thought I knew what it meant. But now I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, what does it mean? What does it mean, Phil? It means under 18s only. Or does it mean no? I thought it meant 18s. You have to be over 18 to go in there. But now I've looked at it, I think, I don't know. We could spend all the rest of the morning on that. It's a sign that stops people coming in to do with their age. And here, I think I do know what this is. This is a bouncer. And a bouncer is someone in a place, might be a pub or somewhere like that, or a place where only grown-ups are allowed. and he stops people who aren't grown-ups or people who might misbehave from going in there. He's called a bouncer. And you know what? The disciples in the little bit of the Bible that we read were behaving like bouncers for Jesus. They were saying there's a no entry sign, or you have to be over 18 or something to come and to speak with Jesus and to listen to Jesus and to have Jesus pray for you and bless you. That's what the disciples were saying. You see, the parents were bringing their children to Jesus. They wanted Jesus to be friends with their children. They wanted their children to hear Jesus speaking. They wanted to have Jesus pray for their children. That's what the parents were doing. But the disciple says, no, you can't come here and do that. And actually told the parents off. Get out of here. Get away. Leave Jesus alone. That's what they were saying. And Jesus saw this was all going on. And he was, it says, indignant, which means he was very cross about it. He really looked at it and it really upset him. Perhaps the disciples thought the children were going to misbehave. Perhaps the disciples thought, well, Jesus is very busy. But probably the disciples thought, Jesus is not interested in children. Jesus doesn't really want to talk to children. Children are not old enough to really appreciate Jesus. And Jesus is outraged about that. And he says in verse 14, let them come to me. Don't put any obstacles in their way. Let them come and be part of my kingdom. They belong to my kingdom. They can come into my kingdom just as much as anyone else could. And today, we want to say that we as Christians need to hear the words of Jesus, and we want to welcome children into our church family. Today we're celebrating the vision and the work of people who started Playgroup. It was innovative socially, in terms of education and so forth, but it was about recognizing that children can come to know and to love Jesus Christ. That's one of the really important things about Mayflower. It does loads of good things in educating children, helping them learn and develop skills, helps them to learn to talk and to enjoy reading books and to be able to use their hands and their legs and to be able to sing and all those good things. But it also says, children, you are welcome to learn and to know about Jesus. That's what this playgroup, Mayflower Playgroup, is about. Because Jesus expected children to start a journey with him. And we want Mayflower, we want Christchurch to continue to welcome children of all ages and shapes and sizes and all people in all those categories too. We want to welcome everyone. We want all of our meetings to be safe places for children to learn about Jesus. And as they learn about Jesus, like Jesus, we need to pray for children. Jesus prays for the children. He puts his hands on them, he blesses them, and he prays for them. And we as a church want to keep praying for children. We pray for you, children. We pray for your children, those of you who come along to the playgroup. We pray that they would develop well and they'd be healthy and strong and they would learn lots of things, but we pray that they would learn about Jesus. Jesus welcomes children. And it also teaches us what Jesus says is that you are welcome. You could say, well, this is what we're doing as a church, but what's it got to do with every one of you here this morning? It's this. You are welcome to get to know and to love Jesus Christ. You are welcome, whatever your age, from the very youngest person here to the very oldest person here. You're never too young to start learning about Jesus, and you're never too old to stop learning about Jesus. You can come to Jesus. He's especially for you. He's the best friend you could ever have, because he never lets you down. He's the best present you could ever receive, because it's worth more than anything else in the world. He makes the biggest rescue and saves you from not being friends with God and makes you friends with God. So Jesus calls us as a church and us as Mayflower Playgroup to welcome people to Jesus and into the kingdom of God. But he welcomes you, whoever you are this morning. But there's a way of coming to Jesus, and that's the second thing. Jesus calls us to receive the kingdom of God like children. Jesus is welcoming children, and that's really good. But he also says this in verse 13, you need to receive the kingdom of God like little children. I wonder what he means. Anyone want to tell me what this film is? Maybe one of the adults? Benjamin Button. I think Benjamin Button is the only film that Benjamin Nichols has not watched all the way through, paid money for and then not completed. He's fell asleep through some films, but he's never actually refused to watch one to the end because it's a bit of a weird film. I'll explain it to you. He starts off born at the beginning, very old and wrinkly, and then as the film goes on, as he gets sort of older, he gets younger and smoother skin and all those things. That's a pretty simple idea. He starts off born very old, and as he gets older, he gets looking younger. Do you get the idea? It's weird, isn't it? That's probably why Ben didn't want to watch it to the end. I could spoil the film for you, but I won't. Is Jesus saying you need to become like a child in a weird way, like Benjamin Button does? Like you kind of get younger and you start to behave childishly and you start to suck your thumb or become like that or just misbehave? Is that what he means? Does he mean you have to not know the things that you know? You have to pretend now you can't read anymore, or you can't speak anymore, or you can't feed yourself, or something like that? He doesn't mean any of those strange things. But he does say you need to become like little children in this. Little children, and it's probably little children who are coming to Jesus here, quite young children. Little children completely depend on their parents, and they have to receive all that their parents give them. That's what it's like to be a little child. When you get a little bit older, you might think things for yourself, and you might better do more and more things for yourself, but a little child really depends on their parents and has to receive whatever their parents give them. What sort of things do you have to give to a little child? Maybe thinking about a baby or someone very young. Children, do you want to give me an answer? What do you have to give a very little child? Yes? Milk, yeah. Starts off with milk. You have to give it milk and then some food. A little child can't say, I'm going to walk down to Sainsbury's and buy some groceries and then I'm going to take them home and then I'm going to cook them up. A little child can't do that, can they? They can't go online, on Sainsbury's online, and order it all up, or they can't phone up and order a pizza, especially not if you're 1 year old. You can't do that, can you? See, they really depend on their food they have to receive from their parents or from whoever's looking after them. And little children also depend on their parents for their clothes and also for money. You don't get born with loads of money, or if you do, by some accident, inherit loads of money. You can't really get hold of the money. People have to give you the money to spend, and your parents have to also teach you things. Your parents or whoever's bringing you up teaches you how to speak and teaches you lots of other things as well. And when you're very little, you think that your parents know everything. Now, do some of you children, put your hands up if you think your parents know everything. Yep, that's good. Keep it that way. There comes a point when you realise your parents don't know everything and they can't do your maths homework anymore, and not all the answers they gave you about life and the meaning and everything else was actually right or complete. So you do realise that. But when you're little, you think that your parents know everything and you really learn everything. You receive all that you know, really, from your parents. You get all that you know from your parents, whoever brings you up. And Jesus says, you need to be like a little child, completely depending on God to give you life, to teach you what you should know, and to bring you into the kingdom of God, to be one of God's people. Jesus is calling us to humbly accept his word and to humbly receive his salvation. And that's all I want to say really as we close. Jesus calls us to welcome children, and he calls you to come to him and be part of his people. But to do that, you've got to become like a child. If you're a child already, it kind of helps. But whatever age you are, you've got to become like a child in this. And you've got to say, I really need you to teach me, God. I need you to bring words to me, to tell me about myself, and to tell me how I can be friends with you. I need to be humble and say, I don't know everything, but you do. I don't know how to be friends with you, but you know how to make that possible. And so I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to be like a child, and I'm going to completely depend on you and listen to your word. And especially, I'm going to listen to you for getting saved. And you know, the biggest problem, the biggest barrier we put up, whatever age we are, to being friends with Jesus, is not because Jesus stops us, it's because we decide we're too clever for God. We don't need God. We don't need Jesus. We don't need to be friends with Jesus. We don't really want to know about Jesus. We can make our own minds up. We can make our own way in life. We can save ourselves. We can get for ourselves whatever we want. We can just do our best. That's the biggest brick wall that we put up, is what we sometimes call our pride, saying, I don't need to receive from you. I'm going to do my own thing. And Jesus' words say to us, you need to become like a little child, humble, saying, I want to receive from you. Our pride says we're basically good people. God says we're basically people who don't want to be friends with him and don't want to submit to his rule. The Bible says Jesus came to take the punishment for that problem, for that sin, and to make it possible that we could be right with God. We say, I don't need that salvation. I don't need saving at all. Jesus says, become like a little child. Receive what I'm saying. Receive me and become friends with God. Become like a little child and trust for me to do what you can't do. Maybe you know enough to do that right now. Maybe you need to right now become like a child and humbly say, Jesus, I'm going to put my trust in you. Maybe you need to learn a bit more to be able to do that. Because you say, well, I kind of know what you mean, but I don't really know what it means to receive. And I don't really know what it means to trust Jesus. Well, Tuesday night, the Cafe Nero Christianity Explore course, 7:30 Tuesday night, will be a great opportunity for you to come along and to hear more about what it is to receive what Jesus says and to receive salvation. So I really encourage you to do that. We want to say as a church that we welcome everybody, whatever your age, and we especially this morning are thinking about welcoming children. But we also want to keep saying we all need to be humble like little children and come to Jesus and completely depend on him for life and for everything. And I encourage you to do that this morning. Amen.